Rule 3. Learn how to update your customer. Too often, excellent customer service is seen as just doing whatever the customer asks. It isn't. You won't always be able to give your customers everything they want whenever they want it. Remember, the customer is not always right. Some books will tell you to just do it. Give the customers what they want. Just make it happen, whatever they want. That's not realistic. You know it, and I know it. But just because you can't do it, or because something won't happen right away, doesn't excuse you from continuing to build the customer service experience. Even in those moments when the customer is on hold or waiting for what is being worked on, customer service is still happening. Keeping your customers up to date on the events taking place is critical to ensuring that an exceptional experience happens, even when the customers can't get instant service. Every organization can have exceptional customer service, even those working with the most complex customer processes, if they can provide effective status updates to the customer. As you go through the following points, think of banks, mortgage companies, airlines, telecoms, and other service companies with traditionally bad customer service reputations. The need for useful, specific status updates. Customers want to be able to track the status of their process, service, or product. They want to be able to get an update on that item when they contact your organization. Think about it. Have you ever had someone complain because you were too specific in your communication? Were any customers ever upset because you gave them too much information? In a Harvard Business Review article, Scott Ettinger points out that effective communication can be broken down to three specific components: credibility, emotion, and logic. This approach creates the base for building customer relationships and the foundation of positive customer experiences. Being credible with customers means having an understanding and background of the customer and the customer's concern. Giving status updates that take into consideration background information about the customer meets one of the essential criteria for positive communication. Emotion in communication means connecting with customers on a personal level, with a language that invokes feeling and concern for the individual receiving the message. Finally, logic addresses the need for action.